in the market, much less expensive, and essentially disrupts the market or creates an opportunity for this new technology to come in at a much lower price point and essentially change the way the market leaders have to think about it. Usually the technology starts and it's usually not as full-featured or as powerful as the market-leading technology that's been established, but it's much, much less expensive, and it's built on an infrastructure or built on an architecture that lets the company build that technology out in a much less expensive way and eventually build all of those features that the high-end technology has. I think if you look at open source, that's just a sort of a great example of that kind of technology.
Book.
Well, let me give you a little bit of a history of some of the things that I've seen in open source over the years. And it's very interesting because open source is actually a fairly old thing. It's been around for a long time. We didn't call it open source years ago. We called it free software and the free software. But the basic concept was that the source code was available. You could take it. You could modify it. You could redistribute it. You could build new things on it, you could give those away. So you were free to modify it, free to redistribute it, all of those things. If you look, open source really started out in a lot of developer tools, which makes sense because a lot of the people building open source were software programmers. Naturally, they would start building tools for themselves. They built tools like compilers and linkers and things like that. The interesting thing was people would look at that and say, well, gee, that's great. You know, it makes sense for those people to build those kinds of tools. They use them themselves. But they'll never build serious tools. They'll never build things like an operating system, right? That just requires too much work. Well, lo and behold, those developer tools came around, were built. And if you look out today, for example, the market around compilers and developer tools is a lot smaller than it used to be, but those tools are a lot more pervasive. There are a lot more people building things off of those tools. And there's a lot more availability because they've moved to open source. So along came operating systems. Now we have an operating system. We have then all of the pieces that go on top of the operating system as well. And really what we're missing are applications. So we're getting there. We have things like OpenOffice. We have things like Sugar CRM. We have things like the MedSphere healthcare IT. But we have things like the GIMP, which is equivalent of Adobe Photoshop. We have all of those kinds of applications that are being built. And it's really a case of open source just growing. So my name is Larry Augustin. I was the founder and CEO of VA Software. I'm still actively involved with the company, although not on a day-to-day basis. FWARE has really two lines of business today. One is a set of internet sites called the Open Source Technology Group. They consist of a lot of the sites that people in the open source community use daily. Things like Slashdot, SourceForge.net, Linux.com, FreshMeat, etc. A whole set of those sites. And really our goal with those sites was to create a place or a set of places where people could come every day, discuss technology, work together, and collaborate building open source software. If you look at SourceForge.net, our goal with creating SourceForge.net was to create a place to make it very easy for people who wanted to work together building software to come create a project, create a place for that.